It is Wednesday, January 8th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Today's programming on KUAF is brought to you in part by our day sponsor, Walt Manger, who says, "Can you believe it? Elvis Aaron Presley, the child of Vernon and Gladys Presley, was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, 79 years ago today. If you see Elvis, wish him a happy birthday."
In just a few minutes on Ozarks, a recap of testimony in Little Rock yesterday from current and former University of Arkansas officials regarding a funding deficit for the school's Division of Advancement.
And later, what it takes to put on an opera for just two performances. Plus, two area nonprofits are calling on the community for infrastructure needs.
But first, after much speculation and the call for resignation from multiple members of Arkansas's congressional delegation, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar announced yesterday he will not resign. His decision to stay in office comes after the Arkansas Ethics Commission fined him $11,000 for 11 separate violations of state ethics laws and regulations. Lieutenant Governor Dar told Talk Business Arkansas that he unknowingly made mistakes and is taking steps to correct those mistakes.
"The campaign funds that I used were campaign funds that I loaned my actual campaign. They weren't from other contributors or donors. They were my actual money. Where I made the mistake was I should have taken the time to drive to the bank and transfer money from this account to this account."
Lieutenant Governor Dar also says he struggled with his decision to stay in office, but ultimately decided it was the right thing to do.
"My immediate plans is to be Lieutenant Governor. It's to be a husband, it's to be a dad, and to be be the best of each one of those that I can."
Just hours after Lieutenant Governor Dar's decision, congressional candidate and Republican Majority Leader Bruce Westerman said impeachment may be necessary to restore public confidence.
"Well, I think if they see the process working, it will restore trust. If that's what it takes to have the impeachment process and the hearing in the Senate, then that's what it takes."
Previous to the lieutenant governor's announcement, Democrats said they would likely pursue impeachment if Lieutenant Governor Dar remained in office. After his announcement, the Speaker of the House, Davy Carter, released a statement saying his office is contemplating a pair of avenues in which to provide a proper process should the majority of House members decide to pursue impeachment. Speaker Carter said the most likely scenario would be to appoint 8 to 10 House members to a bipartisan ad hoc committee charged with making procedural recommendations to the House Committee on Rules.
The Sebastian County Quorum Court will move ahead this year with upgrading the county's emergency medical service location in Greenwood. And the county's 2014 budget is a $1.26 million allocation for expansion of that facility. David Hudson, Sebastian County judge, says that expanding the operation has been a priority for the county at least since he was first elected to office in 1999. Since that time, a second ambulance with 24-hour service has been added. And Judge Hudson says that upgrading the facilities are the next step in supporting expansion of the service.
"The units do carry extrication equipment. We've bought larger trucks. That makes the garages more tight for fitting the equipment in and out. And so there's some operational efficiency challenges, and money has been put back in what we call an earmark fashion over, I guess, the last 4 or 5 years to help address this project. And so it was formally appropriated in the 2014 budget, and we'll be moving forward by establishing a process, a formal process, to hire an architect and review options on the facility."
He says that the request for proposals will be developed as a joint effort with the input of the Quorum Court and leadership of cities in the county. Though land has already been purchased that adjoins the current EMS facility in Greenwood, Hudson says that the project is still in the planning phase.
"I don't know what the specific plan of action is going to be in regard to what we'll do with our facilities, so we don't know what the financial plan is. We've formally appropriated the money in order to make this an official project during the 2014 budget year. And in doing that, we will look at options.
Those options could include renovating the current facility or building new structures. But Hudson says cost effectiveness will be key in determining which ways to proceed with upgrading the county's ambulance service headquarters.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics has released jobless numbers for the month of November. The unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas declined 0.3 of a point from October to 4.8% in November. That's still 0.1 of a point higher than the November 2012 rate. Year over year, roughly 600 more people were on the jobless rolls this November, and the Northwest Arkansas Metro's overall labor force grew by about 4,500 people. In the Fort Smith metro area, the unemployment rate dipped to 6.9%. That's 0.4 of a point lower than both in October and in November 2012. Roughly 500 fewer people in the metro area were unemployed during the month than 1 year ago, and the Fort Smith's overall labor force only shrank by about 200 people when compared year to year.
The Razorback women's basketball team has moved into national rankings. According to the USA Today coaches poll, Arkansas is ranked number 25, making it the first time the team has made the top 25 this season. The team is 14-1 on the season, with one win and one loss in Southeastern Conference play. The women's basketball team returns to play with a road game tomorrow night against the Florida Gators.
And the Arkansas men, by the way, play at Texas A&M tonight to open their SEC schedule. Tonight, cloudy with freezing rain likely, possibly mixed with snow in northwest Arkansas. Lows from 28 to 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle before noon. Highs will be around 40 throughout the listening area. And for Thursday night, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Lows around 35.